All right, fellas, welcome back. We live in a world where if you do something bad, but you are largely seen as attractive or good looking, people are going to give you attention for it no matter what, and even rewards. For example, this double murderer, Mackenzie Shirilla, goes viral for taking a new prison selfie. She's serving 15 years in prison for killing her boyfriend and his friend in a 100-mile-an-hour car accident. Of course, the community note corrects this and says that she's actually serving two life sentences back-to-back with the eligibility of parole after 15 years, so at the time of her sentencing, she'll be able to possibly get out of jail in 2037. She's a piece of human debris, but this hasn't stopped all types of media outlets and even Netflix from making a full-blown documentary about her. I'm sure some of you guys have watched it. For those unfamiliar with the story, let me just give you a quick synopsis of what actually happened. Mackenzie was 17 at the time, and she murdered her 20-year-old boyfriend and his 19-year-old friend by driving deliberately into a brick wall going over 110 miles an hour. There actually is security footage from a nearby building that shows the crash. I'm not going to show that here on the channel, but here's a picture of the aftermath and the wreck. As you can see, it's a miracle even she survived. Unfortunately, the other two guys did not survive the accident. It's said they were killed instantly, which, I mean, you look at the wreck, it's like, yeah, not much of a fighting chance there. Really, really sad. 19-year-old kid and a 20-year-old kid both died. So this all seemed like a horrible accident at first, but after the investigation started, they looked at the car data, the brakes, the accelerator, the weird angle that it was pointed at, and they started digging into her relationship with her boyfriend. Turns out things had been rocky with arguments and threats and such things, and it came out from prosecutors and they decided to take her to trial for doing it all on purpose. Eventually, after an entire year, she finally got arrested, but not before she went out partying for Halloween and doing all these other questionable things that you probably shouldn't be doing if you're trying to get away with murder. I don't know. But she got arrested, charged with murder, all types of assault, aggravated vehicular homicide, it says here, and some drug stuff. The judge eventually ruled the actions to be deliberate, and that's why she got hit with the two, I guess it's 215 to life sentences concurrently, eligible for parole after 15 years. And all the way up until she got locked up, she says she doesn't remember and thinks she blacked out from some kind of medical thing, but obviously, the court and the judge did not buy that. What's even crazier is that apparently, according now to the Daily Mail, that she confessed to her fellow inmates that she purposely killed her boyfriend and his friend, despite her public pleas of innocence, a former prisoner has revealed. So I don't know who they got a hold of that was locked up with her, but you know, it seems like she was probably bragging in prison about doing this. And to add insult to injury, now she's posting up these selfies with Yas Queen makeup on. I don't even know how you get a phone in prison. I don't know what page she's posting it to. Does she have social media? Does she have an official Instagram? I don't know how any of this works, man. I thought when you got locked up in prison, you were getting fucking punished. Like, why is she able to get gassed up in this kind of makeup and have a phone and social media and make posts? And then we got motherfuckers simping over this? This face? Really? This ain't even good makeup, dog. She looks like she's been getting beat up in there. Hey, no bullshit, fellas. I look better than this. And you know why I look better than this? Well, it's because I've been using Tiege Hanley. Tiege is the longest running sponsor of this channel. And it's for a reason, guys. It's because I strongly believe that if you're a dude, you need to do every single thing you can to look smacks your way into getting the halo effect, right? Why do you think Mackenzie's getting the halo effects? Because she's good looking. Well, if you ever go to prison and you want to go viral, you got to make sure you're being good looking too, which is why you should use Tiege Hanley, the uncomplicated skincare system for men. Stop simping over female killers and order yourself the level 1 box. It comes with everything you need to get started, including the daily face wash, the AM moisturizer with the SPF of 20, very, very important part of that, the exfoliating scrub, and the PM moisturizer. You want to take it a step further? You could get the level 2 or the level 3 with the super serum, the eye cream. This is all about just how preventative you want to be, fellas, from aging, because once you start seeing signs of it, it already might be too late. You got to keep ahead of this stuff. You're a dude, all right? We don't get the luxury of getting to wear makeup in prison. We got to be looking good naturally. Use my link in the pinned comment and description below. You will not get a better deal on Tiege anywhere else. 40% off the first box, plus a free gift. Nothing in this world is free anymore. And then after that, 20% off for life. life. Don't be an idiot and don't simp over teenage killer girls. Thank you guys over at Tiege for once again sponsoring today's video. Now let's get back into the type of fucked up attention that you could end up getting from doing something bad. So next on the list, there was a phone call released from prison of Mackenzie and her mom talking about how viral the story is going. And it's like, they think they're famous. I mean, I guess they kind of are. They're infamous, but they think it's a good thing. What I'm getting at is they like the attention. Before I play you that phone call, I'm going to play you the police body cam video of when Mackenzie's parents found out about the accident.
Yeah, they just walked up to us. Thanks. Sit over there. Babe, what did they tell you?
Nothing.
Okay, she was life flighted here.
Yeah, that wouldn't know that.
Okay. No. You want to sit down.
Oh,
dear. The way to say this, it's progress in Alameda, car into a building, two are deceased in the vehicle, daughter's driving.
Who died?
I don't know the other, but there's one that we don't know. His name's Jacob. Does anyone know Jacob?
Dom?
No, stop. Let him talk.
Guys, I know, we've been dealing with this. Your daughter's okay. She's talking to us. I talked to her. Okay, your daughter's alive, okay? Your daughter's alive. She was driving the vehicle, okay?
Who's that? Jacob and who?
I think, what's the name you said?
Dom.
Might be.
Stop.
Oh my God.
Stop.
Who, what's his relation to
you? My boyfriend.
Okay, yeah, then Dom was in the car.
Stop.
Oh my God.
What? Are you kidding me?
Ma'am, it's...
What?
That's where we're at right now. Okay.
What did she say? What happened?
What?
It's right now. It's an ongoing investigation. Speed is definitely a factor. So are drugs.
It's the one that was staying at Dom's
house. Dom is dead? Dom is dead? Dom is dead? Is that what you're telling me? Look at me. Is that
them dead? There's no easy way for me to say anything right now, ma'am.
Dom,
this is a serious situation.
Dom with Curly. I thought the same Dom. Maybe it's a different Dom. It could be a different Dom.
Now, I want you guys to remember that reaction. Do not forget that fucking reaction. And compare that to now the phone call between Mackenzie and her mother after she's in prison. Totally different type of energy coming up here.
Oh, wait, it's all over the world now that Today Show is like national news.
Okay, I got to tell you one more thing.
What?
It was published in England.
What?
Yes.
It's world news.
These fucking bitches are laughing
Daily
about
Mail
this.
Just publishes it in all their publications, but yeah, the UK.
It's on the Daily Mail.
In UK.
Maybe Kim Kardashian will reach out herself.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping. We're getting there. I was going to do this anyway, so this is great.
And they could just reach out to us.
Mm-hmm. Craziness, baby girl.
This is actually disturbing, guys. These two are giggling on the phone like they're going to be famous, like they're the next big socialites that are going to come out of the United States. It's hard to believe it's the same two people, right? The same mother, at least, from that police body cam video. Meanwhile, you watch the video of Dominic's mother finding out that her son's been murdered, and it's downright horrifying.
Christine, look at me. Take a deep breath.
Yeah, just
take a deep breath. Okay. Right now,
okay.
All we know is that the driver, who is Mackenzie, is at Metro.
Right.
Okay?
Hold on. Yeah, just wait.
Just stay seated, please.
Take your time.
Please, just relax. Take a deep breath.
That's
take
all right.
A deep breath.
That's okay. You're good. Take your time.
Take a deep breath. Okay? Is anybody else home here with you right
yeah.
now?
My Christopher, but he's sleeping. Angela's
okay.
in Florida.
Okay.
Wait, where's Mackenzie's mom?
Okay. They're
yes.
they're down at Metro right now.
Okay.
The other two passengers, like I said, was Davion and who we believe is Dominic, okay?
Okay.
From what Mackenzie told us.
Okay.
Okay. Both Davion and Dominic are deceased.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Oh God!
Christine, Christine,
oh,
Christine,
God.
Christine,
oh, God.
Christine,
oh, God.
Christine, sit down.
Oh God! I'm
Christine,
Christine, it.
Just sit down.
Oh my
Christine,
God!
Sit down.
I
Christine's gonna come outside.
What a nightmare. I got a kid. I could never imagine getting this news. This woman has to live with this for the rest of her life, and these two other bitches are laughing about it on the phone in prison and getting a Netflix documentary made about them so that they could get their names out there even bigger. And somebody funded this. Not sure exactly who, guys. Who could have possibly funded such a thing? I guess we'll never know. What I do know is that this chick loves attention. You could see from these TikToks that she made even after the thing was done, okay? This is all after. This does not look like somebody, fellas, who is really broken up about something that happened that she's trying to pass off as an accident. I mean, damn, at least if you're gonna pretend like it was not intentional, maybe don't make TikToks like this. But honestly, I'm glad she's stupid enough to do this, because without the, like, these were probably shown in the courtroom. I would imagine they had to be. She just wants to be the chick that was out there living her best life while these two other poor kids were mangled in this car accident. Like, this is actually disturbing how little remorse there is. I mean, look at this, man. Like, if you're listening to this in podcast form, take your phone out and actually take a look at this right now. Loves attention. Loves it more than anything. And that's why she keeps getting these headlines written about her, and they keep getting clicks. Here's one. Mackenzie Shirilla flashed visitors her breast and kept nude pictures in prison. Her lengthy disciplinary record shows. Exclusive. Mackenzie Shirilla's apparently got no shortage of male attention behind bars, because she's heard gushing in a newly surfaced prison phone call about all the guys she loves messaging from prison. Again, how do you message dudes from prison? I'm not exactly sure. Where is the punishment? Let's take a listen to this phone call.
Oh my god, that's the last thing I want, is for like them to start figuring out. They can message me and shit. They're about to send me like hate mail and shit.
I know, just block it.
No, it's okay. I'm gonna reply. I want them to send me messages like that. Like, I don't give a like, I know what I did. I know what I didn't do.
Exactly.
That was not purpose. The only thing that I'm guilty of is driving.
Yep.
And the last thing I'll do is hurt them. So what the is that about?
I know. Everybody knows.
Yeah, that's just...
Keep your chin up, Duncan.
I'm trying.
I know.
My hair smells good, though.
Were you ever able to respond? What?
Was I ever able to respond to who?
That guy, your pen pal?
No, I never replied to Steven.
I just want to interject and say, like, she just said that she didn't reply to a dude. There's dudes out there that are getting left on red by girls in jail. That's how bad things have gotten. That's how imbalanced we are. And she loves it. You could hear it in her voice. She's gleaming over the fact that she got to ignore a guy trying to give her attention. Wow, man. You can't make this up.
I replied to Kevin Zimmerman. I love him. I don't know who that is, but I love him. I don't know how old he is. I don't even really care that much. I just love him. Like, he's so fun to talk to.
Good conversationalist, for sure.
Yeah, it's like, I like to message him back.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam is fun to message, too.
Right.
Who else do I like to message?
Is this any different than what Girls Who Walk Free do when you really think about it? I swear to God, this is like a dating app.
It's all boys.
Live in prison.
No, that's how we meet, too. Yeah, that's how I
like to message Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are, like, my favorite people to message. And then, like, the family, obviously, I like to message. But, like, the people that got me, like, doing conversation. Oh, and Aunt Leslie. I like to message Aunt Leslie a lot, too.
Here's another one. Exclusive. Mackenzie Shirilla allegedly engaged in a sexually explicit video call behind bars. Here's what we know. Wow, TMZ. Really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like, this is low, even for them, which is saying quite a bit. You know, I debated even making this video because she's just gotten enough attention. But realistically, when it comes down to it, the amount of people that are going to find out about this girl through me versus how many of you already knew about her, like, it really doesn't matter. It's already out there. Netflix already made the fucking documentary, man. I think we just got to have a serious discussion about why bad behavior and abhorrent things get rewarded in today's day and age. It really doesn't make any sense at all. Emotions, man. Negative emotions get clicks. It's just the way it is, dog. Until there's an actual real rejection of this type of content on the internet, it's just going to keep happening. So great job, everybody. We'll try again next civilization, I suppose. Anyway, fellas, you let me know if you watched this documentary. I haven't watched it yet. I don't know if I'm going to. I don't think I will, to be honest. I really don't want to support it like that. I think I could grok my way through and get the AI summary pretty easily of what actually happened without having to line the pockets of some asshole Netflix producer. But if you did happen to see it, you let me know how it was in the comments down below. I'm sure it's biased in one way or the other. But yeah, I don't even feel like doing the outro. This was a little more serious of a video, so we're just gonna wrap it there, guys. Make sure to check out today's video sponsor in the comments, and I will see you dudes in the next video. Be safe. Love you, bye.